going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Scotty from Tacoma is. Scotty, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Scotty, were you listening to the men's room on Friday at 5:40, perchance?
I was not, but we'll go for it anyway.
That's all right. That's the spirit. Let's do this.
All right. I'm on Team Scotty. Steve, you get out of here now.
Come on, Team Steve.
For those playing at home, Scotty has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What type of music is Bob Marley associated with?
Reggae.
Correct. What cartoon character was the first to speak lines in a movie?
Mickey Mouse?
Yes. In what decade was the Zika virus first isolated?
80s, 90s.
No, no. 70s. No, no. What wild animal did President Calvin Coolidge keep as a pet?
Lion, tiger, monkey?
No, no, no. The poet Ogden Nash wrote the poem, "Candy is dandy, but liquor is what?"
Quicker.
Yes. What is the term for fuel sources made from organic matter?
Pass.
Musician Ray Robinson is better known by what name?
Pass.
How many hearts does a hagfish have?
2, 3, 4.
4 is correct. In what year was the first Toyota Prius hybrid commercially sold?
2001, 2003.
No. In 1885, Dr. Pepper was first sold in what Texas city?
Dallas, Houston.
No. But you know what? 4 is not terrible. It's better than 3.
It is better, but it's not.
Well, it's Monday. Steve was out chasing his daughter around at Walk MS yesterday. He's probably tired.
I called it Run MS.
You were definitely
running
doing that.
Quite a bit to keep up with my daughter.
So then the question is, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What type of music is Bob Marley associated with?
Reggae.
Correct. What cartoon character was the first to speak lines in a movie?
What's that cat? Heathcliff.
No.
Mickey Mouse?
Yes. In what decade was the Zika virus first isolated?
70s.
No.
80s.
No.
90s.
No. Damn what it. Wild animal did President Calvin Coolidge keep as a pet?
A tiger.
No.
A lion.
No.
A squirrel.
No. The poet Ogden Nash wrote, "Candy is dandy, but liquor is what?"
Sicker.
No.
Quicker?
Yes. What is the term for fuel sources made from organic matter?
Pass.
Musician Ray Robinson is better known by what name?
Ray Charles.
Yes. How many hearts does a hagfish have?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Four.
Yes. In what year was the first Toyota Prius hybrid commercially sold?
What year?
Yeah.
Damn. 2001?
No.
2005?
No.
2009?
No. In 1885, Dr. Pepper was first sold in what Texas city?
Austin?
No.
Houston?
No.
Dallas?
No.
San Antonio?
No. Oh, Steve, you got five correct. Oh, that's a win. Five to four. Sorry, Scotty.
Yeah, no worries.
Next time. Another one bites the dust. Ooh. Another one bites the dust. The decade in which the Zika virus was first isolated was the 40s. The animal that President Calvin Coolidge kept as a pet was a raccoon.
Oh.
I think her name was Rebecca.
Rebecca raccoon.
And then
sounds like a Peppa Pig character.
It does.
Yeah.
The Toyota Prius hybrid was first commercially sold in 1997. And in 1885, Dr. Pepper was first sold in Waco.
Huh.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
Also, fuel sources made from organic matter, that's biofuel.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. But you still won.
I know. I feel like you went over a lot of questions I got wrong, yet I still won the game. So I'm okay with that. I'll take the W.
If anyone's interested in trying to play Beat Migs in person, we've got a shot for that. And it's coming up this Saturday. We're going to be doing Sunrise de Mayo in your hometown of Puyallup.
In Puyallup, Sunrise Village, great spot. And the Red Dog, awesome place.
Yeah, you can pour your drinks by the ounce. We're going to be there at noon. And all the info is up at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, the big talk was Shedeur Sanders and the NFL draft, and not going nearly as high up in the draft as we expected.
The rise and fall of Shedeur.
We're going to chat about the draft with our friend and former Huskies great Terry Holloman after AC/DC. We've been paying a bit of attention to the NFL draft, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Well, we are no experts.
Far from it.
But it's a good thing we have a friend in Terry Holloman, who is a bit more of an expert in the world of NFL drafts. And we've got Terry on the phone right now to talk about specifically Shedeur Sanders and what has been going on in that world. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, you guys. You talking about an expert? I think you got the wrong number. Let me get some people you can talk to, though.
Okay, yeah. Pass those numbers on to Dude, I saw you on Facebook, and you were having a blast just commenting and sharing your thoughts about this whole Shedeur Sanders thing. As a fan of football, I'm watching the draft and just blown away by what's going on, because leading up to it, people were like, yeah, you know, there's maybe some concerns about a lot of the quarterbacks, but everyone expected that he'd be probably the top pick of like that second tier of quarterbacks after Cam Ward.
Yeah. This was not a heavy draft when we're talking about talent in the quarterback area, but there were a couple of guys that I think people thought were surefire, you know, first-round quarterbacks, Cam Ward being one of them and Shedeur Sanders being the other one. I think before this draft started on Thursday, you could have flipped the coin if either one would have been the first overall pick. There was so much talk about Shedeur Sanders, his pedigree, the things that he's been able to do in college. He didn't have a great winning percentage, but if you just look at the videotape, the kid can play football. He's a very good football player. He was the Big 12 Player of the Year in 2024, and there was no really big reason in my mind why he shouldn't have been the top two or top three quarterbacks selected.
Obviously, we've been hearing about maybe he sank his own ship a bit in the pre-draft. What were your thoughts on kind of how he was handling some of those interview situations?
Well, yeah, all I can do right now is speculate on that, because, you know, and that's all anybody really can do right now, unless you're getting the word from the general managers or the coaches that who were in the offices interviewing those guys. But I did hear that he seemed a little bit brash, a little bit standoffish. Somebody had mentioned that he took a FaceTime call during the interview. Now, I didn't need to confirm or deny, but I don't care what job interview you're going for. I don't care if McDonald's is hiring. Do not pick up the FaceTime during the interview. That's just my lesson to all you kids out there listening right now. That being said, that's a lot of speculation. There's been a lot of talk about his arrogance and his cockiness, and a lot of that being one of the reasons why he wasn't selected highly in the draft. I think to a certain degree, you kind of want your quarterback to have a lot of confidence. You want him to have a little swagger to him. So I'm not sure if really that was necessarily the case, but his might be a little bit over the top, seeing that his dad is Neon Deion Primetime Deion Sanders.
I have so many questions. This thing is just so fast. Someone I saw said something like, this would make for a great 30 for 30. And I totally agree, because there's just so many parts. I'm like, we've had egotistical football players going into the draft before. We've had players that have had maybe overbearing parents go into the draft before, with like the Manning family. Mm-hmm. It just blows my mind that this was the one instance where it was so bad that it almost felt like, and I know maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but it almost felt like the league's like, nobody can draft him until the fifth round. Like, we got to teach this kid a lot. It just seems so strange to me.
Yeah, conspiracy theory or not, you know, there's stranger things that have happened. You know, I've heard the conspiracy theories, and some of them maybe have some validity to it. I mean, but you have to take into consideration, again, who his father was. I do compare the two when you talk about, and this is dating us right now, Steve, Taryn, is going back to when the Manning brothers were coming out and going into the draft. Their dad, Archie Manning, was kind of, you know, he had his hands on where they were going to go, where they were going to play, and things in their NFL career. Fast forward to a Deion Sanders. He's told people from the very beginning he wanted to orchestrate his kid's career. And I think, to a certain degree, that's okay, because this is someone who has been through the process. He's seen young men be taken advantage of in those boardrooms, and, you know, and have their talents, you know, taken advantage of. So it's, I think on one hand, it's great to have a father that is active in your, in their son's lives and their careers, and want to make sure everything is taken care of. But I think a lot of these teams might have been afraid of getting a two-for-one deal, getting a Shedeur Sanders at quarterback and a Deion Sanders as a distraction.
Especially if you're planning on maybe having him be a backup for a few years and have him, like, you know, kind of work his way up to being a starter. The last thing you want is, like, an overbearing parent. And, like, dude, he's just a backup quarterback for us.
Not even just an overbearing parent. Like, it's one thing to have an overbearing parent, but to have your overbearing parent be Deion Sanders, who has the biggest microphone in the world. When he steps up to talk, good, bad, or indifferent, everybody's listening. So if you're a starting quarterback on a team and you have a Shedeur Sanders as your backup, and Deion Sanders is on ESPN every night talking about why my son should be playing in front of you, that kind of gets in your head and it distracts your franchise. And again, I'm playing devil's advocate with all this, because I'm a big fan of Shedeur. I'm a big fan of Deion, and I think that he's going to have a great career in the NFL. And this is definitely, guys, this is a story that we are going to be talking about 20 years from now.
Yeah,
guaranteed. This is definitely a story that's never going to die.
And we're chatting with former Huskies great Terry Holloman. Terry, what was your thoughts about the Seahawks and how they did in the draft?
My goodness, I had somebody pinch me to wake me up to make sure it was real. This was the best Seahawks draft I've seen in decades, literally decades. You know, normally I used to sit down and get excited to watch the draft of the Seahawks and get my popcorn ready, and then they'd be like, the Seahawks trade their first round draft pick or something to the third round or something crazy. They pick up somebody and you're like, why did they do that? But this year, they got exactly what they wanted. Fans know that we needed to solidify that offensive line, and right out the gate, they got a big guy in the name of Gray Zabel out of North Dakota State. This is a guy that's going to come in right away and make a difference on that offensive line. They're going to plug him in, and he's going to fit day one and start playing. I think the fans are going to love this guy here in Seattle. He's a good old boy. He's a salt-of-the-earth kind of guy. Give you a little bit of fun fact about Gray Zabel, guys. Gray Zabel said that his mother named him after Grey's Anatomy. So there's a Seattle connection right there, right?
It's meant to be. Bush Light drinking, farmer.
We love him.
But here's the thing. He found out later in life that Grey's Anatomy debuted 3 years after he was born. His mom lied to him.
Oh, brutal.
He's got a good sense of humor, or he's able to figure out how to navigate through trauma.
Terry Holloman, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk a bit about the NFL draft. If people want to follow you on Instagram, the handle is at Terry Holloman. Let's go Hawks.
Go Hawks. I'm ready for it. Love you guys.
All right. Take care, my
friend.
Thanks,
Terry.
The Daily Knicks Show.
Well, speaking of the draft, one of the players that the Seahawks picked up has already been leading fans to wonder if he even wants to be on this team. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Seahawks have drafted Nick Emanwori out of South Carolina. He's a safety. He went 35th overall in the 2025 NFL draft. This is some audio from the moment he found out he was going to be a Seahawk, and this audio has people wondering if he's even excited about it.
Because his enthusiasm maybe wasn't on par for what people expected. Mm. It's pretty great, though.
Hello?
Nick.
What's going on?
Hey, Todd Brown with the Seahawks, man. How you doing?
Also, I always love these. These are like my favorite because you do get those emotional moments, like when DK Metcalf started crying. And it's fun to be a fly on the wall for that moment.
100%.
Doing good.
Hey, I just want to know, when you came up here on your visit, did you enjoy your visit up here?
Yeah, it was a good visit.
Well, you're about to be a permanent resident, my man. We're drafting you right here. We just made a trade up. You're going to be a Seattle Seahawk.
Sure, appreciate that.
I think it was at that moment where, like, the guy that was on the phone, like the Seahawks personnel guy, was just like, I thought you'd be a little bit more excited about this. Now, in all fairness, people have said that, like, on his end, he was smiling from ear to ear. I think it was just more of a state of shock. I don't think it was, like, a situation where he was like, damn it, I don't want to go there.
I mean, his life is changing forever,
yeah.
You know?
It's pretty heavy. It's a lot to absorb.
Totally.
Are you sure about that? You don't sound it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
All right, well, hey, let me give you our GM here. Man, you're a Seattle Seahawk now, Nick. Let's get excited.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Oh, man, it's just not working out to how that guy thought it was going to work out.
All right, here's John Schneider.
Hey, Nick.
What's going on?
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, thanks.
You excited, brother?
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're freaking jacked, man. Here's our head coach. Here's Mike. Nick.
What's going on?
Hey, we came and got you, brother.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it, coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're fired up, bro.
I feel like everyone's just like, I don't want to talk to this guy anymore. I don't know what the hell's going on over here.
As you can imagine, people have opinions on this, Steve. Oh, yeah. Miggs, and they have taken to social media to voice those opinions, so we're going to go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of these comments, and we figured let's just have Robert Downey Jr. read these comments, because why not?
Sure.
Iron Man. Well, let's have him do it. So Robot Robert Downey Jr. reading the comments about how people just didn't seem too excited about the level of enthusiasm that Nick had after being drafted by the Seattle Seahawks.
Man, how about you act a little bit excited for f***'s sake? I get more excited when a restaurant calls me to say my table is ready.
Oh, dude, I mean, sometimes they tell you got to wait like an hour and a half, and then if you get that call at 45 minutes in, it's pretty awesome.
Fired up.
Yeah.
Maybe he's more of a texter than a talker.
I mean, what is he, 21 years old? Probably.
Again, though, like, he's got to, I mean, it's so much to digest.
Yeah.
You got the call. Maybe you were hoping you were going to get called sooner, and you're just like this level of stress. I don't know.
Maybe he hates the rain.
It could be that as well.
Imagine winning the lottery and sounding like this. Wild to me that he sounds like he doesn't give a shit.
I mean, he just might have a different type of personality. It's okay.
Right. Not everyone's going to be screaming and yelling and like slamming. Like, I don't know. Would you want him like set off fireworks?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I would. I think if I was there, my friends definitely would be real loud in the background.
I think that would be the perfect way to celebrate.
Gen Z doesn't fake emotions like previous generations. People need to come to grips with this.
Oh. Okay. Now that's why we're just stupid and old.
The whole generation does it that way.
The Gen Zers.
Nah. this guy ain't it. I can tell from the call.
Okay, so, untrue.
So just trade him now?
Yeah, because of his attitude?
Oh, this is the last one. This one goes. This person has some things to say.
He's reacting like he just received a 4-year sentencing to be remanded in the dank, dark confines of the Pacific Northwest, thousands of miles from the warm breezes of home. Chin up, young man. This is a good day. 4 years is an easy piece of time, like high school. It'll be over before you know it, and then you'll be on your way to that big second contract in a city more to your liking.
Okay, well, now, and that put in perspective. I feel a lot better about this whole situation.
Map it all out.
I think people more. I think more people just kind of expect, like, what was it, Elijah Arroyo, who got drafted, tight end. He got drafted by the Seahawks, and his call was a little bit different.
Sir, appreciate you.
All right, buddy, you excited?
Let's do it. Let's go get some wins. Hey, y'all gonna get everything out of me, 110% every day, I promise.
I got you. I'm gonna put you on the general manager, John Schneider, right now, okay? Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Elijah, congrats, man.
Thank you, thank you. Hey, appreciate y'all.
We are so excited for you, buddy. This place is going nuts. This place is going nuts, man. Can't wait to get you to our family and come up here and be an ass kicker, okay?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Elijah.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man? I'm so damn excited.
Sir, me too. I'm so excited, Coach. Let's get to work. I'm ready.
Absolutely, man.
Hey, send me the playbook right now.
Hey, come on now. Enjoy the night.
Go join some Bush Lights. You good.
I mean, he's saying the word excited, but he sounds almost the same as Nick.
Yeah, but at least he wants the playbook. I think that was the difference.
That's so great. Go Hawks.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
One of the surprises during the NFL draft over the weekend was Deion Sanders' son, Shadur, not getting drafted until the 5th round. But he actually thought he'd been drafted sooner thanks to a prank call. We're going to tell you what's trending after Foo Fighters. As you get up and get out the door this morning, we would love to send you out with a couple of tidbits from the world of pop culture. We're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending? On the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
The biggest surprise out of the NFL draft, without question, was the fact that Deion Sanders' son, Shadur, did not go as one of the top picks.
I do love, after all the controversy, Shadur's brother, he dropped Deion, his dad, as his agent. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to worry about things. And then he ended up signing a deal with the team, like, as an undrafted player. But I think he just saw the writing on the wall. Like, I need to distance myself away from dad for a little bit.
He ended up going the third and final day, the 144th pick overall. And he's going to be going to Cleveland to play for the Browns.
Which is also weird because they drafted a quarterback already in the draft.
It's all very wild. But one of the things that happened that was probably the worst is the fact that on day two, he got a prank call to his private cell phone. A guy was claiming to be the GM for the Saints, and the cameras were actually rolling when Shadur took this phone call.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Been a long wait, man.
No, for sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yeah, yes, sir, let's be legendary.
But you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Ready to go! What does that mean?
How are you gonna ask us what it means? And you was on the phone.
You heard that? You said you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer.
Okay. That's a terrible prank. I mean, it really wasn't a very good out on the prank.
No.
Yeah. I don't think he has a career in top 40 radio anytime soon. No.
Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know what that was. Nobody got this number, though.
Man, he just got trolled, bro. They tripping now, fam. Now they're trashed out, bro.
Oh. And there was this.
The prank caller was Jax Ulbrich, who is the 21-year-old son of Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. Apparently, he saw the number on like some little
iPad
or something, called him up. The Falcons apologized. He made an apology.
I think it's funny the Falcons put out an apology. It's like, well, you didn't do anything wrong. It's like you employ the dad, not the son.
Oh, yeah.
And even the dad's got to be like, my son's just being an idiot.
It's just so mean, though.
It is. But I don't understand. Maybe I'm crazy, but like, because in my life, we've pranked people. We've done stupid pranks before. Like, the kid didn't like stab his grandma. And some people are acting like as if like he just like did something so heinous. And so, I mean, eventually he did get drafted. And even if he didn't get drafted, Shadur Sanders got a lot of money.
He he's going to be doing just fine.
You know, in college football as well. I mean, I have a hard time really feeling a lot of sympathy in that situation. I thought it was it's a dumb prank. It's a bad prank. But I don't understand why people are so outraged.
I hear you.
But then again, it's 2025 and we get outraged over a lot of dumb things.
Yeah, we're very sensitive these
days. Yeah, it's like, that's this kid. How are we gonna punish his dad? I'm like, do we need to punish his dad for this? Seems a little odd to me. One thing that was being talked about during the draft was the performer for the national anthem at the draft. I don't know if you know this country music artist by the name of Stephen Wilson Jr.
They call him Death Cab for Country.
Do they really?
I am not joking. Is Death Cab for Country.
Because he's got like an indie country vibe?
Yeah.
All right, well, here's his performance. Some people are very upset about the performance. I don't think it was great, but I also don't think, again, we get outraged over the dumbest stuff in 2025.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Now, it almost sounds like, is it Scott Stapp or Eddie Vedder singing the national anthem?
You know what? It's that is a good
that,
call.
That
out.
Baritone voice?
Yeah.
Well, so finally we heard at the twilight's last gleam.
Okay, I'm getting mad about this one.
At this pace, this anthem's going to go on for a very long time.
What is happening?
Okay, I'm just playing it now just to troll Danny.
It really does sound very Eddie Vedder.
Yes.
That was bad.
Oh, so you didn't like it?
I did not like it.
Would
you
rather?
Like it?
I mean, I'd probably rather hear the people with the harmonicas, but you know,
harmonicas all day.
I don't know if that's necessarily the performance that's going to get people fired up for the draft.
Well, speaking of Eddie Vedder, there's a new documentary that he will be featuring in. It's called Matter of Time, and it's going to be premiering this summer at the Tribeca Film Festival. And it's not a concert film. It's more about the foundation that he and his wife are super involved with, which is the EB Foundation. This is a rare skin disease that affects children, and they've been
doing it for a while. They've been raising money for this.
So involved, yeah. and doing such a great job. And now there's this film coming out that's going to blend kind of their live music with some real life, you know, human interest stories about the researchers and the patients that are dealing with EB.
All right. I wanted to bring this story up because it was a rough weekend for, I don't know, athletes or for fans. I mean, you take your pick. There was like three instances that happened where fans got into it with players and it was all handled differently. Like, for instance, Michigan Panthers receiver, and this is for the UFL, the Rocks, you know, football league. So apparently the receiver's name is Samson Nakua. He's Puka Nakua's brother, I believe. And it was a Battle Hawks game in St. Louis. He smacked a fan. Did you see the video footage of that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's yelling at the fan. The fan's like kind of hanging over like the you know, the front row of the stadium, and he just straight up like slaps like out of like a movie.
It made the Will Smith slap look weak.
And then at Penn State, there was a spring game, and the coach, James Franklin, he got into it with a heckler because the heckler called him a fraud about his leadership skills. So he was like having a verbal altercation. But then I think the one that was like the ultimate level of douchiness by a fan, it's happened in a Red Sox game. And look, I mean, none of us are Red Sox fans, but I don't think you need to stoop to this level. An outfielder by the name of Jaron Duran, he in the past has talked about his issues with mental health, and now he tried to commit suicide, but thankfully the bullets that he put in, it didn't go off. Mm. But like he shared the story, it's a very haunting story. A fan decided to use that as a way to heckle him, so now he's pissed off. Players are holding him back. Luckily, there was no like physical altercation about that, but it's just like, man, what the hell is in the air over the weekend these fans?
That fan got booted, rightfully so.
I mean, he got the last laugh. His team won 13-3, and he had, I think, he went 4-for-6 in that game.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, but I don't know if he said it that way.
Ha, ha.
He looked at the fan. Ha, ha, ha.
The Daily Mix Show.
Does someone out there want to beat Miggs?
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
The man has a record of 128 wins, 48 losses, and 33 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Call up if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 850.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.